From Crowded House to pop sensation Lorde, New Zealand has always punched above its weight in the music world. The tradition of overachieving is something Tiny Ruins is looking to continue. The band released its third album last week, its first since 2014. Fronted by Holly Fulbrook, they've been growing in popularity at home, and now they want to make it big across the Tasman. Double J's Zan Rowe is the ABC's national music correspondent. Hi, Zan.
Hi, Fran.
I know about Crowded House, I know about Lorde, but I don't really know about Holly Fulbrook. She was a solo artist. The driving force behind Tiny Ruins. Tell us about Tiny Ruins and Holly.
Yeah, and this has pretty much been her project up until a couple of albums ago, which, as you said, they released their third album on Friday. The last two, she'd been joined by a band as well. So she's well and truly in that kind of, you know, ensemble frame of mind. But it's her voice and her songwriting that's really front and centre of Tiny Ruins. That's the main game with Holly Fulbrook. It's a beautiful sound.
The new album's called Olympic Girls. Give us a sense of it.
How does it sound like? What's it like? What are you going to hear this
that
week?
That gives me no clue.
Well, it is a folk album, so if you like folk artists, then I think you'll be happy this week. But you know how folk has this incredible intimacy? This record in particular, has this kind of woozy, expansive sound, which gives it, for me, a much more wide open road feel. It's much more than just kind of intimate bedroom guitar plucking. And she paints these really brilliant pictures with her songs. So you might not know what she's singing about, but by the end of every song, you've got this beautiful kind of cinematic vision of the stories that she's taking you into. I would say that this is her finest album to date. So if this is your first introduction to Tiny Ruins, I keep on saying her, she's pretty much the centre of it. Mm-hmm. It is kind of her. This is a great place to start.
Okay, so what track are we going to start with?
Well, this is the title track to Olympic Girls. It kind of illustrates how the album expands that very, you know, beautiful pastoral folk into something bigger. There's indie rock, there's African guitar, and there's some really beautiful percussion on this song as well.
Let's hear it, Zan Rowe. Thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
This is Olympic Girls by Tiny Ruins.
Stirring, shaken, all of us waking under the same cover of sky. You said my freedom feels like a white lie. Sweet on the back seat, another day bolder. A love spell rushes you by, the smoke and the smolder. We were only inches away, still had a long, long way to go. Yeah, we were only inches away, still had a long, long way to go. Weren't we born to break out, to feel the muddy banks swell? I think of you on the dance floor in a stuccoed motel. Oh, you only had your Olympic girls, the frosted sheen, the leotard twirls, running from fault and winning gold for the TV screen before being led back to the cells. Never find a thing if you can't lose yourself. Everyone's in a while. I look
looked for your figure, the cut your shape make, in the freedom of a microphone, there's a shadow I can't shake. Holly Fulbrook, it's part of Tiny Ruins, that track Olympic Girls, the title track of the new album. Our feature album this week, thanks to Double J's Zan Rowe. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.